Nagyon szépen köszönöm a meghívást Kéknek. Kovács Veronika vagyok, Pécsből jöttem, de úgy, mint Gábor, Szlovákiából származok. Ezt a prezentációt, mint Levente mondta, angolul csinálom, mert nagyon-nagyon-nagyon sok éve nem beszélek magyarul naponta, szóval nekem ez nagyon nehéz lenne, és ha valami nem világos, akkor majd azután, ha valaki akar valamit kérdezni, akkor szívesen válaszolok, jó? Oké, akkor angolul csinálom. I will present you the project that I'm currently working on with a group of friends. It's called Das Packhaus. Group of friends that we are together, it's called Paradox, and basically we are an association actively working on unused buildings in Vienna. And I'm not a big talker, so I'm going to show you a lot of pictures, but I like to do things, so hopefully you will see that in the pictures. So Paradox, the main name of our association, basically is referring to the scarcity, so scarce places for young people to work in and to develop their businesses. But then there is an abundance of a lot of unused spaces, a lot of unused buildings and empty buildings in the city, just like in Vienna, actually. In Vienna, there is no number, or it's not calculated how much space there is empty. But so the project is located in the third district. Maybe somebody knows a little bit Vienna. It's quite central location, and the whole building is about 4,200 square meters. We exist, and the building is open since April 2014. Have a lot of different spaces with offices and a ground floor which is open to the public. Approximately 250 people work in the building, lots of women, which is good, lots of startups, creatives, and so on, and also many languages, which is very nice. Basically, the idea is that the building is as diverse as possible, so as many different branches of businesses as possible. So here's the location. I don't have a pointer. Is there a pointer? No? So the building is... here. The yellow corner building. Yeah, so basically this building has been empty for many years, and what is very funny that when a building is empty, it's often also, you know, like people don't see it anymore. So it has been unseen to many people, and then we opened again, then many people said, oh, okay, there's this building, and but it's so huge. So, yeah. So I will tell you a later story how we got the building. This is how it looked in March 2014. The building, it has been very well kept. It's because one of the reasons is also that it has been heated all year round, summer or winter. So basically the owner of the building was paying the service costs all the time, and it was going to minus. So there we are. This is the structure, how we started. Paradox as a new association. My colleague and friend Marjo Derenberg, she has been working with unused and vacant spaces in the city for a couple of years in Vienna. And she had good contact with the city, so the municipality of Vienna. The city of Vienna has one mini department, I think it's one or two people. Who are basically working on unused, they are working on temporary use of buildings. And the city of Vienna brought us to the owner of the building, Convert, which is a big real estate developer, so there was a dialogue. And our ambassadors were basically friends who are from the field of temporary use in other countries also. So we also have a large international network. Then what came to it? So once we got the building, we contacted a lot of all the universities there in Vienna. We offered them spaces for their students. We contacted the neighborhood. So sent, for example, letters out that this building was going to be used. And do you need something? Do you miss something in the neighborhood? This neighborhood, also in the whole third district, is actually is very much residential, so there's not so many functions in the neighborhood. Yeah, and this is how it grew then to other parts. So basically, we started in April 2014. We got the building for 1.5 years. We also started like the project in Agar with 0 euros. So we had absolutely no grants, no money, nothing. Basically, we were relying that once we find new users for the building, who will then pay for the use of the building, that it will basically be equalized. So how it worked, that we took the service costs of the building from the owner. So we paid about 3.89 euros per square meter. And for 1.5 years, then the owner saw that, oh, well, this is a great project. You probably make a lot of money on it, which is not true. Then they decided to basically raise the costs. So not only service costs, but we paid a small rent. And now officially the project is running until end of this year. But we are going to meet the owner again and discuss the future. So there might be prolonging. So how we started in March, we went to the building, empty. It was all very quick, so we didn't have a lot of time to prepare. In April 2014, we wrote out a call for projects. So there was 1 month time that people could apply for spaces and basically tell us what they want to do there. And in May, 1st of May, first people actually already moved in. As you saw on one picture, there was lots of, like the spaces look great, but it looks very 70s, carpets and paper, ugly yellow wallpapers. So we agreed with the owner that all the users can adjust the spaces to themselves, but they can only tear out the carpet and tear out wallpaper, all the doors, heating, lamps, walls should stay as they are. So it's kind of like a do-it-yourself project. We didn't spend any money as an association on renovating or changing the building. It was all by the users. What we want to achieve with this project is actually to show the city of Vienna, so the local government, that they shouldn't be scared of temporary use projects, because a lot of these projects are seen as we are going to occupy the space, some kind of like squatting or I don't know, like a political thing, but we would just want to show that a positive way to reuse the building. Then we had a lot of, this was a picture from the opening, a lot of events. The building was quick, very quickly, or filled out very quickly. With the open call, we got 3 times as many applications, asking for space as we could actually fill. So we could fill 3 buildings. This is from the outside pictures. We have a bicycle repair downstairs. There's a big community area on the ground floor, 600 square meters, with a cafe which serves mostly for the house, but also for the neighborhood, to have lunch, meetings, workshops, and events like this, lectures, and then these are some pictures of the offices. So we have very different offices, from this is a game designer, until research, lawyer, also some students. And through this whole mix of different branches, actually this is a quote from somebody who is in the house. These are all things that that we collected from our users, just to get a feedback. So what are we basically working on? How do people actually like the building? And the most important thing is that people who came to our Tupac house were working a lot from home, so they were very solitary startups and artists and researchers. And the quality of this place is that they come together And even though they have their own offices, they meet on the corridors or they on the communal spaces and talk together and collaborate. So different users. Yeah, and one positive thing that we got from the users is that even everybody basically knew from the beginning on it's a temporary use project, so it could end next month, it could end in a year, it could end in 5 years, nobody really knows. But a lot of people actually find this as a positive thing, so not as a negative thing, because change is something for them that is connected to innovation. So if you have a big, well-founded company, you cannot really change or be flexible with things. But once you have a changing environment with lots of people and people coming out, people coming in, you have constant buzz, and this brings innovation. This is one of the examples of the offices. And so the last slide I have is what we also noticed with this project is that, and as it was already said here often, that we believe as well that transforming vacant spaces can bring a new kind of social interaction in the city, and we also encourage also with this project other people to do things, because it's really possible with very, very little means, so you don't need to have a lot, only good ideas and hands. Okay, thank you.